There are some 1,000 unfilled positions in the federal government that require Senate confirmation. President Trump recently tweeted, "Dems are taking forever to approve my people." But out of the 558 key positions, 43 have been confirmed. Only 103 are in the confirmation process. 409 have no nominee at all. Max Dyer is president and CEO of Partnership for Public Service, a nonpartisan nonprofit that tracks political appointments. We spoke with him earlier today when there were 94 unconfirmed nominations. As we said, it's now up to 103 in the pipeline. But we asked, didn't President Obama get criticized for nominating slowly?
Yes, and it was a good criticism because he was slow. It just wasn't as slow as the current president is. We've never seen any president fall this far behind. These are the key people running our government, and they do everything, you know, most importantly, make sure that our country is safe, but it's all the functions of government, and the people at the top matter.
Name some of the positions that are unfilled.
Well, when you think about it, it's everything from the FEMA director, we're in hurricane season, to the head of the Transportation Safety Administration. North Korea, we don't have any assistant secretaries of state at all, and not the assistant secretary for East Asia and the Pacific. So you think about the issue of the day, likelihood is the federal government's involved, and likely is that the key leadership is not in place to make sure the government responds well.
Well, no ambassadors to Germany, France, India, or South Korea. No deputy secretaries of agriculture, education, labor, no secretary of the army, no head of NASA. But we should rush to point out that it's not as if nobody's doing any of this work. There are acting people in many of these jobs.
Yeah, and that's a very important distinction to make. We have a phenomenal career workforce, but since they are acting, to me, the right metaphor is they're the equivalent of the substitute teacher, maybe an amazing educator, but because they're the substitute teacher, they don't have the perceived authority by those around them.
Well, it's just props for people who would be substitute teachers. We just want to say that. It's a tough job. But what do you think is going on here? Is this, as the Trump administration says, Democrats slowing things down? There are 90 people somewhere in the confirmation process. Or is this deliberate by the Trump administration? He has talked about wanting to downsize government, just leave some of these seats empty. Or is this just a new, untested administration that doesn't know how to work in this political process and maybe just doesn't know how to do this?
Door number three.
Really?
It's certainly the case that there is some blame to go around, and you have longer nomination to confirmation times than you've had historically, but not markedly so. The Senate can't confirm people that aren't nominated to them, and the real issue is that there haven't been enough people put before the Senate. I don't think this is deliberate. There are acting individuals in all these jobs. I think that the real issue here is you have a team that is unfamiliar with government process. They fell behind early. Pre-election, they had a very robust preparation process for the transition. In fact, Chris Christie and Rich Bagger, who ran the process for him, did about as good a job as anyone has ever done before. The wheels really came off the bus after the election. And they continue to this day to believe that they can run everything through a really small pipe of the White House and a small group of people. The government is big enough that you have to operate in parallel. And that includes making sure you have people focused on personnel that don't get drawn into all the other crises of the day.
You know, there's something else that's going on. Last week, the Energy Department under Rick Perry announced that it would be closing its Office of International Climate and Technology. This was formed in 2010 to give technical advice to other countries on how to reduce emissions. Now, President Trump has said he doesn't believe in much of the science of global warming. So the presumption was that this was a political move to get rid of that office. But the Energy Department says these jobs will be absorbed into other offices. So when it comes to offices being eliminated, are you seeing that? And do you think that is, you know, seeing fat and wanting to get rid of redundancy? Or is it wanting to get rid of things that are not politically aligned with the administration?
So I think there's no question but that the federal government needs to be modernized. There's no other democracy on the planet that has this number of political appointees a new administration has to put in place. The president has issued an executive order to review the functioning of government, which I think is extremely positive. The way to get there, though, however, is not simply to fail to fill these critical jobs. There are also going to be some positions, but they really are at the margin, where there's a difference in policy that leads this administration to get rid of an office or to invest more in some other area. That's part of the political process. What we're seeing today, however, is more fundamental, a failure to do the most basic governance responsibility, and that is to ensure that the team is on the field, that leaders are in place. And again, it's problematic in literally every area of concern that the federal government is responsible for.
Max Steyer, president and CEO of Partnership for Public Service, a nonpartisan nonprofit. They track political appointments and nominations. Max, thank you.
Thank you so much.